Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, you can feel it outside now. The cooler months, they're creeping in on us. We're going to dive into some sort of essential tips with Susie Calabrese, realtor and home expert. We talk to her every Wednesday about how to kind of breathe easy and stay safe this fall and winter. When you're in your house, it can start to get a little bit stuffy. So walk us through the few key things to prepare our homes for this upcoming season coming up, Susie.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, fall and winter mean our homes get sealed up tight. And while that keeps the cold out, it can also trap things like dust, allergens, and stale air in. Plus, with fireplaces and heaters running, fire safety becomes extremely important to consider as well.
All right, so let's start with air quality, because you're right. Once we close those windows, the air we're breathing, it just gets kind of stuffy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the easiest ways to improve indoor air quality is by regulating your HVAC filters. So for people that, even if you had like a wall unit or if you have central AC in your house, either way, you have to attend to your air conditioning. So if you have central air, you want to check those filters because they collect dust and even pet hair once they get clogged. So you want to swap them out every 1 to 3 months, depending on your system and the home environment. And obviously you want to close up those wall units if you have them, or window units, take them out.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Now, do people usually call someone to do this, or is it easy enough to do yourself? And I always feel like the air is so dry once we turn on that heat for the winter. So is there anything, you know, advice for that?
You can easily find your old filter, pull it out, and actually bring it to the hardware store to match it with a replacement. Just obviously bring it in a bag. It'll probably be pretty dusty. And like you mentioned, dry air is common in the winter, which is where humidifiers come in. They help balance moisture, making breathing easier and keeping skin from drying out. And as a mom, I used to think of humidifiers as, you know, for babies or when someone's sick. But now you can get whole home humidifiers or smaller, stylish ones that might fit right into your decor.
Good idea. And what about houseplants? Because I heard, you know, some of those could help with the air quality, too.
I know you love, you have a green thumb, I feel like, Jenna. So if you have one, we all know that I don't, but, you know, definitely consider having house plants, you know, spider plants, snake plants. I've heard even peace lilies are great at purifying indoor air as well. Those will help filter out toxins, and they just make your space feel more cozy and alive. But one way to also bring the outdoors in is to actually open a window. Do you guys ever open your windows in the winter?
I try. Sometimes it just gets so cold that I'm afraid to.
I love the cold. I love the fresh air. I just love that. Yeah, I definitely crack the windows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a guy thing because my husband loves it too. And I know it sounds counterintuitive because especially last week we talked all about how to keep, you know, things energy efficient and that cold air out. But cracking a window just for 10 to 15 minutes can actually help circulate fresh air and get rid of some of that stale indoor air. Just don't leave it open, obviously, too long or you'll lose all that cozy warmth.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing that a lot of people do to stay warm during the winter is fires. So if you have a fireplace, something like that. So 625, Susie, we want to talk about some of the fire safety tips that people should keep in mind this winter. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna talking to home expert and realtor Susie Calabrese. We're right in the middle of fall now. Winter's right around the corner. We were talking earlier with realtor and home expert Susie Calabrese about how to breathe easy in the house and help the air filter in and out. And now let's talk fire safety. So, you know, a lot of people are using space heaters and fireplaces. So what do we need to be extra cautious about when it comes to that, Susie?
Absolutely. Fire safety is crucial. And as we head into the colder months, that goes for renters too. One of the first things to do is check your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. And these devices are a lifesaver. You're not going to do one without the other. And some of them are even combined together too. So, you know, in many leases, actually, it's the renter's responsibility to change the batteries. So you want to test them regularly and replace them if it's been a while. And while landlords just need to provide working detectors, this is something that, you know, as a renter, you might want to keep in mind. And as a homeowner, take a walk around, you know, just keep this in mind as you're doing your safety checks.
You know what intimidates me so much? Fireplaces. Like, I'm scared to use it. I feel like it's another layer of just responsibility.
Yeah, nervous.
Definitely. I mean, if you have a fireplace, now's the time to schedule a chimney inspection if you haven't done so already. But you do want to call soon because it's one of their busier times of the year. I actually made a phone call myself just because I want to get something checked on it. And they're booking out like through November. So some of the, you know, reputable companies might be busier. And you want to do this because soot and debris can really build up and create a fire hazard if it's not properly cleaned. And sometimes chimneys have minor repairs that are needed. So it's always good to have an expert come out annually and perform a visual inspection to make sure that, you know, they take care of any repairs before burning fires this winter.
Great reminder.
Yeah, that's definitely good to know. And what about the fire extinguishers? So I feel like a lot of us forget that we have those or that we really need them.
I know, and hopefully you'll never need to use one, right? But every home should have at least one fire extinguisher. And it's smart to keep them in easy, accessible spots, which sounds like common sense, but it's like, well, where is that? You know, kitchen is obviously the first one that comes to mind, near your fireplace, and especially close to where you're using any space heater, which is something we might not always think about. So whether it's like your home office or even your garage, you know, it's one of those things that you hope stays unused, but you'll be grateful if you need it in an emergency.
Okay, and let's pause real quick on the space heaters. What should people keep in mind when they're using those?
I know they can be really useful. Like we use one as well, but we have to be really mindful about using it safely. So, you know, make sure it's on a flat, stable surface. Keep them at least 3 feet away from anything that's flammable or, you know, especially fabric, curtains, blankets, furniture. And of course, never leave them on when you leave the room or go to sleep. And that's kind of the biggest one because it's just something you're not always thinking about or you might walk away from and then forget that you left it on.
All important. Yeah.
Yeah. This is all very important to keep in mind. And you can feel the air. Like it was cold this morning.
It was.
So you know that that's coming. So yeah, to everyone who's, if you're using a fireplace or space heaters, any of this stuff, make sure you're staying safe. And these are some great tips. Thanks so much, Susie.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.